This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military says its forces have entered Gaza's largest hospital. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
After surrounding the Shifa hospital in a standoff with the militant group Hamas, the military now says it has launched what it's calling a precise and targeted operation against Hamas in a specified area of the facility. Israeli authorities claim the militants conceal military operations inside. But with hundreds of patients and medical personnel inside, Israeli authorities had refrained from entering but had warned that the center jeopardized its protective status under international law. Hamas has denied the Israeli accusations that it uses the hospital for cover. I'm Norman Hall.
The House has voted overwhelmingly to prevent a government shutdown. New Republican Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when hard-right conservatives revolted against his plan. Johnson's proposal to temporarily fund the government into the new year passed on a bipartisan 336-95 tally, with 93 Republicans voting against it. He showed a willingness to leave his right-flank Republicans behind and work with Democrats, the same political move that cost the last House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, his job just weeks ago. European Union nations have acknowledged that they may fail to fulfill a promise for ammunition Ukraine needs to stave off Russia's invasion and win back occupied territory. With much fanfare earlier this year, EU leaders promised to provide 1 million rounds of ammunition to Ukraine's front line by spring 2024. That would amount to a serious increase in production, but the bloc is finding it tough to come up with the goods. Some 300,000 rounds have been delivered from existing stocks in the EU so far, but the rest is harder to source before spring. EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell said one solution would be redirecting current EU exports and prioritizing Ukraine. You'll find additional stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Somalia is dealing with floods that reportedly have killed more than 30 people, caused widespread destruction of infrastructure, and forced 500,000 people to seek safety on higher ground. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
World Food Program spokesperson in Somalia, Petra Gwilton, says WFP was able to mitigate impacts before the floods hit. He says the agency, working with the government, activated an anticipatory action plan to deliver cash transfers and warning messages to families about where the rains would be heaviest. The plan gave families advance information so they could protect themselves from the floods. It also gave them money to buy food at a time when their cupboards were bare. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
As a record number of migrants arrive on the Spanish Canary Islands, some children are being wrongfully classified as adults, leaving them without extra support to find residency and education. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
15-year-old Guinean Musa Kamara is one of a record 32,000 migrants who have arrived in the Canary Islands this year via a treacherous journey by sea from Africa. 20 people died on his 11-day voyage via wooden boat in search of a better life. But when he finally arrived, he and a friend were sent to an old military base, registered by police as adults. Global rights organisation Amnesty International said in a report this month that 12 out of 29 migrants it interviewed at adult centres in the Canaries were actually minors. But to prove their age requires a costly bone test, which can take months.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. A new report compiled by more than a dozen U.S. agencies and hundreds of scientists says that climate change is increasingly harming Americans with intensifying heat waves, wildfires, and extreme flooding. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The National Climate Assessment, which is released roughly every 5 years, found that nearly every aspect of American life is under growing threat from climate change. On Tuesday, President Joe Biden said the report was the most comprehensive yet.
This assessment shows us in clear scientific terms that climate change is impacting all regions, all sectors of the United States, not just some, all.
Biden also announced new funding to bolster the U.S. power grid and reduce flood risks.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. Colombia has begun the sterilization of hippopotamuses, descendants of animals illegally bought to the country by late drug kingpin Pablo Escobar in the 1980s. Two male hippos and one female underwent surgical sterilization as part of a larger government's effort to control the population of more than 100 of the mammals that roam around unsupervised in some rivers. The plan includes the sterilization of 40 hippos this year, transfer some of them to other countries, and possibly euthanasia. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.